Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, and it's a get up show. Where am I? Simon Says Podcast 249.
249, ooh, it's almost 250.
Yes, it's so old.
And speaking of old and 50.
I'm in the club. I'm all, yay.
It's your birthday.
It is my birthday.
The big 5-0. How's it feel?
Oh, you know, great. I went to the dermatologist on Monday. I had a dentist this morning. I'm doing all my medical checkups. It's really great.
Met with my financial advisor.
Oh, my
God.
Met
with my retirement account.
Yeah, when do I get AARP? When do I get the cool magazine?
Oh, you should be getting those in the mail right now.
Oh, my God.
Because 50 was when I started receiving them.
We had a story about, I think it was when you were out. It was a grandmother who set the world record for push-ups. And I was like, oh, Nana, how? And I'm picturing some sweet gray-haired old lady. Yeah, she was 59.
What?
I know. I'm like, all right.
Oh, yeah, I was too. As soon as you said the story, I'm like, oh, this 80-year-old woman is really tough and she's doing push-ups. She's 59.
Yeah, she's 59. So, I mean.
That's true. I have friends that are younger than me. They're grandmas, so.
It happens. I mean, math is there for a reason, but I'm just saying when I hear the term grandma, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it still doesn't seem right.
So, let's see. Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's very exciting. Already done lots of cooking and preparing for the big day, heading to my brother-in-law's house again to go get go frolic with one nephew and get beat up by the other.
Oh, neat. So you have to drive a little ways. Where are you going?
It's 2 hours. They're in Rocky Mount. So
oh, okay.
It's cool. We got all our, started doing the prep and got, you know, the stuff that you can pre-make that isn't going to hurt anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that, because it also, it's hard to be crowding in there. We won't get up there until like later on. So
yeah, you can't really do, I mean, they can cook what they need to at their house, but anything else that's being brought in, there's no room for it to be cooked. So you've got to have it already prepared.
And that's, even then, it's like their poor oven takes a beating.
Yeah. I mean, growing up, we always did Thanksgiving at my Aunt Jerry and Uncle Richie's house.
Yeah.
And at one point when I was young, there would be like 50, 75 people there, and they have a really neat older house, but the rooms are not giant. It's like, you know, the more, here's a room that's boxy, and then here's a room that's boxy, and the house itself is decent size, but it's all these boxy rooms.
It's kind of back before people started doing home renovations and knocking out walls to make open spaces.
But I'm so glad they didn't, because I love their house. But anyway, there'd be so many people in that house. And then, of course, everyone ends up in the kitchen, which was just a shotgun-style kitchen. So you're just on top of each other. But, you know, their oven just cooked and cooked and cooked and did all the things, and then like needed to rest for another week to get back into.
Yeah, we used to always go down to, so my grandparents on my dad's side were in West Hartford, Connecticut. So we would drive us 3 hours, and then all the family. So he's one of five kids, and then, you know, everyone had a significant other and at least two kids. And so it was a pretty big posse. And we always joke, like, I remember the year my grandfather made two turkeys, because it was like, to make sure that everybody had enough stuff. But it was him and my grandmother pretty much, you know, running the thing for the longest time. But I found when I was home, the last time I was home, I found a bunch of pictures. So I even dug out some old pictures from, you know, Thanksgiving's past. But we used to fill, they had a big basement and they would set up like a giant U of tables. And so, you know, we'd all crowd around and, it, you know, it was neat. We, you know, lots of cool memories of, you know, me and the other cousins.
Well, we had the great big adults table, you know, where they had to put the extra leaves into the table. And that's where all the adults sat. But then there was like two different card tables.
At least
full of kids in the living room eating.
I said, we had card tables, ping pong table, giant regular big table.
And since I was the youngest of my cousins, I was relegated to the kids table forever.
Oh, because the others were
married and started having their own kids. And here I'm still sitting here.
You're still with the.
Yeah.
You know, that's funny because my dad had one of his sisters is like 16 years younger than that. Uh-huh. Like she was way younger.
Yeah.
And I just think that's funny because there's pictures of them, some of the early Thanksgivings, and she's like a kid. Mm-hmm. So she'd be sitting with, you know, her, you know, well, I guess she's technically my aunt. So, I mean.
But she was sitting at the table with you.
Yeah,
with
the nieces and nephews. And like, yeah, I'm supposed to be at the big kids'
table.
Now,
we do need to discuss something that I have a problem with you doing, is you used those horrible two words when referring to the stuffing that you're making dressing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He said Pepperidge Farms.
Well, the first one that really got you is I said stovetop.
First you said stovetop. And what?
You clutched and your pearls, you fell out.
But then you said that was for a work thing. I'm like, okay, I'll let you go sliding with that. But then you're like, but I am doing Pepperidge Farm for the real meal. And I'm like, no!
You know, I haven't had very much luck trying to do it with the regular bread. And part of it, I think, I even tried. So like, I think it was last year that you two shamed me. Because you told, so what was it that you...
So, and this is, again, going back to when... all sides of the family and everybody came for Thanksgiving and they would have to make a lot of food. My mom and her sisters would use so we lived an hour away from where everybody else lived. So for the week leading up to it, my mom would have bread slices laying all over the kitchen and dining room and everything, drying them out.
Yeah.
And then we would tear them up and put them in a laundry tub.
Yeah.
Because they used to have just a tub, it didn't have the holes in it or anything like a laundry basket does. But breaking up all this bread, this stale bread, into a laundry tub.
See, that's the thing though. So, okay, and that's part of what I messed it up last time. Not to mention that certain members of my family are very picky. But it was that you said that she would leave it out to stale.
Mm-hmm. You've got to let the bread stale.
Right, but for a while.
For a few days at least.
See, I tried that one. Like, I think it was last year I tried it.
Yeah.
And we even didn't think it was crisped up enough. So I threw it in the oven for a little while, tried to dry it out some more. And it still, when we used it, it ended up still sucking in too much moisture.
Yeah, I don't know. But they would, you know, they would let it sit out and dry. Just, I mean, it wasn't like toast or anything. It was just dried.
No, I know, but that's the thing.
But then you tear it up in the pieces and in the tub, you had to do it in there so that you could actually mix things up.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, they pull your sleeves up,
get all in there.
Pour in all the broth, throw in all the spices and stir it all up. And then they'd put it in the big foil pans.
Now, here's a question. Do you put stuff in your stuffing?
Stuffing.
And in addition to like maybe some herbs and some, you know, broth and stuff to, you know, obviously that you would make to make a stuffing.
I believe that they would make one pan of oyster dressing.
Which I'd never had till I moved down here.
Yeah. Of course, I never ate that. So ours was just the basics, you know.
But do you,
celery,
did you
onions.
Ever, okay, so you put the celery,
not,
onion.
Not even any meat or anything.
See, that's been something I've been introducing into the rest of the family that I still kind of dig. So I even got the niece's sage one and then the regular niece's and I'll make a blend.
That's some fancy Yankee stuff.
You think so? I don't know. Well, you know, one that my mom used to always do is she would put, you know, carrot, celery, onion, and then she put apples.
I've heard of
which
that.
I actually like, but that freaks everybody else out. So I've had to back that off.
I mean, I would try it, but I don't need to add anything else to my family's dressing recipe.
I tried to do one time I went rogue and I did try to super fancy it and did a cornbread with like andouille like sausage, and it was like a really kind of like a Cajun stuffing.
Sounds horrible.
It was great, but I mean, everyone's like,
no.
I mean, I can maybe it's next
just,
time. It,
well, it's just not right, though.
I know.
It's not. So that's how I am. You know, I have certain things, and that's what's been weird for me is if I go to someone else's family's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And my family always has dumplings, like chicken and dumplings.
Oh, okay.
We always have dumplings. We always had a broccoli casserole. There's certain things we always had.
See, I love that. And yeah.
So, and then when I would venture out to going, if I didn't go all the way home to Indiana, I'd go to someone else's Thanksgiving. And either if their stuffing, if the dressing, whatever you call it, didn't taste right, if it wasn't made the same,
right,
they tried to fancy it up too much. If they just, I don't know, there's just like certain things that I was like, this isn't right.
And that's,
or, oh, the big one, if they don't like pumpkin pie and they don't have any pumpkin pie or don't have any whipped cream for the pumpkin pie.
No, see, that's like, see, like one of my favorites is an apple crisp. So basically just apples and like a crumble topping kind of thing. And it
for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Look, that's
well,
one of those
yeah,
ones.
I forgot you back when you worked in the apple orchard.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started. But I mean that, like having that without ice cream, like you can't have one without the other.
And
like,
pumpkin pie.
My wife actually, we had some. She made some a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, there's still a piece in there. She's like, oh, I threw it out, and I'm like, why'd you throw it out? She's like, we were out of ice cream, and I was like,
and you totally understood though.
Well, I didn't because I'd also I've gotten into. I'm surprised that I don't already weigh an additional 40 pounds, 50
also,
pounds.
Also, you're not even supposed to eat ice cream.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Like that much. And right before bed, it doesn't have time to affect me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if I'm sleeping, it doesn't know that it hurts
right, but
me.
Yeah, I can't, as much as I love pumpkin pie, I can't do it without a glop of whipped cream on top.
I didn't even think about it.
Has to have whipped cream.
We had the story. We had what? The story about the fish milk.
No.
So maybe that doesn't have any lactose. Maybe I could have fish milk ice cream.
Oh,
there's a thing
good
where
luck with that.
There's a it's Indonesia. They don't have any cows, so they don't have milk. So what they have a lot of fish. So what they've been doing is taking the fish, deboning, drying them, and grinding them into a fine protein powder, and then turning it into a milk like
thing.
I think this is where we gotta start. It's like when you have almond milk
like substance.
Tofu milk.
A milky fishy substance.
Yeah,
which just sounds delicious.
You know, there's always those arguments about like, hey, you shouldn't, if it doesn't come from a cow, you shouldn't call it milk. I think on this one, the air quote, like this one definitely needs an asterisk. Like there should be nothing.
No, it is not milk. It is I don't know.
It should be so clear that this
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't think fish don't have nipples. No, that wouldn't. They definitely
cannot
don't.
Milk a fish.
You can't. Well, you can, but it involves grinding it into a fine powder. Yeah. But anywho, enough about that. I'm excited. Like, so even we're going to the brother-in-law's just because they have two small kids, and it's like we like hosting because I also like a home game versus an away game.
Sure.
And I even bring a bunch of my own stuff, like knives, cutting boards.
Yeah, because
seasonings.
you're a fancy chef boy.
Well, it's not even that. It's
so,
like it goes back to being comfortable with, like.
Well, yeah. I mean, if
there's certain stuff that I like to use.
Right. And you go into someone else's house and start trying to cook. You don't know where anything is. You don't have the same types of utensils that you would use, or they don't even own a mixer or whatever.
I even we actually even looked at doing an Airbnb, and there wasn't, shocker, there wasn't one around Rocky Mount. But it was like to have access to a kitchen so we could actually even prepare stuff off site before invading his house. But
sure.
It's cool. Although I do feel bad because I'm booby trapping him with a ham. So I kind of got into this thing where, you get a certain kind of smoked ham, and I don't remember what the cut of it is, but it's not like a spiral cut like you would get
honey baked.
No, it's not a delicious honey baked in the gold foil.
I'm so sorry.
But what you do is you smoke it, and then you smoke it for like forever, and then it just pulls apart like pulled pork. So like it's like barbecue, but it's with a ham, and it's really good.
That seems very strange. It's not.
I know it's.
I'm not understanding.
I know, and well, if I have any extras, I'll try to bring some back
for
you. But I felt bad because I was like, it's gonna take like 12 hours, so we're actually going to, I was like, hey, how's your smoker? Because he's a big, he's in big into that. And he's like, oh, yeah, he's fine. He's got a pellet one, so you can load it up and it'll go all night kind of thing. And I was like, okay, good, because I felt bad that I was bringing over like, hey, man, you know, thanks for having us here. I'm contributing this, but you have to cook it all night and stay up with it and
get
make sure
it's
okay. Yeah. So yeah, we'll be smoking ham and I'm bringing the turkey fryer and I'm ready to redeem myself because I realized after the last couple of years I'd been doing it wrong.
Turkey frying?
Which is funny. I actually read the instructions and realized that I've been cooking at the wrong temperature. For some reason, I've always had it in my head that from when I used to work in restaurants, the fryolator was always at 375 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
That's how hot the oil would be and whatever. So I just always went for that with the turkey fryer. But I kept noticing it's like this outside would get real dark. And I thought,
The inside wasn't done.
No, it would be done, but it would just, by the time it came to temp, it was extra crispy on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, man, I don't know why I'm not doing it. What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. So I read the instructions.
Oh, how about that?
And sure enough, I think you're supposed to have it at like one something.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So needless to say, I'm looking forward to redeeming my turkey this year.
You're looking forward to seeing what a fried turkey is supposed to taste
like? Well, I did one. That's the thing. I had done one after Thanksgiving. My family came into town. I'm like, oh, fried turkey. And that's when I read the thing. I'm like, oh, no wonder it was so banged up the last couple of years. Yeah, I've had pretty bad luck.
I am so baffled by the idea that anyone would take this big pot that's on fire, filled with boiling hot oil, and not read a direction.
Well, now see,
that's so safe.
Yeah. Well, look, I already know. Don't put the frozen one in. Don't drop it in. Don't do it in your kitchen. Like, there's certain things that you just know to do.
Yeah, but
yeah, my oil was very hot.
Oh my gosh,
very hot. You know, I was thinking about something. So, does anyone care about Black Friday anymore?
I believe people still do it for the tradition and because there are some deals that they will offer only on that day.
Yeah.
A lot of people just love the tradition, like a lot of women especially.
Getting up super early and
get up. Like, you know, when my mom was alive, she and her sisters, that was their thing. And even if they really didn't buy that much stuff, it was their opportunity to get up, run out of the house before anybody woke up.
Sure.
Escape the kids, escape the husbands, whatever, all day long.
And not to mention after Thanksgiving, where I'm sure they were doing all the cooking and stuff.
Exactly. It was their day to hang together and do their thing. And they did go shopping and did get some things, but they would usually make a list of, we're going to go here to get this, we're going here to get this, we're going here to get this, and then we're going there for lunch.
It's just funny because I feel like it's like all we see now, like specifically like Amazon. So Amazon's been running like Black Friday sales
since
21st. Even before that. I think
they've been running them since Halloween.
You know what? You're right. Well, it's like I went to go look for something and it was like Black Friday deal. And I'm like, what's happening?
It throws me off to where I'm like, what? I don't know what day it is.
But I also don't feel like I've been seeing as many of the ads like of, you know, come out at 3 a.m. for a TV for $5.
Thank goodness they're not doing that anymore because it got dangerous.
It did.
And it was making people have to work on Thanksgiving, you know, at like Walmart and stuff. They would have to go into work at like 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving evening.
Well, and
prepare for the craziness that would happen at midnight.
Right. I do like that it's kind of, I feel like, yeah, some of that insanity is kind of backed off. I think more and more big companies are.
And I'm really glad about that.
Yeah. They're not doing specifically, they're not doing Black Friday stuff on Thanksgiving.
No, which and is, I never understood the people, you know, and I knew women that would be like, oh yeah, we're going out tonight. I'm like, why? Why?
What is
to go get those deals.
I think the only time I remember ever going, and I'm probably already said this, was my ex-wife wanted a CD, like a portable CD player.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a deal and I had to work the overnight shift. So I was working midnight to 6 a.m. from Thanksgiving into Black Friday, the Friday morning. So I was like, well, I'm already up. So I went by Sears. So, I mean, I'm dating myself all over the place.
Right.
You went to Sears? Sears. But I remember it being kind of crazy, you know, in general. But I'm also thinking like, oh, this is terrible. I don't have any desire to fight with it. I was also exhausted. So I'm like, I'm so tired. I don't want to deal with any of you people.
So then I started going out when I would go home for Thanksgiving. I would go out with my aunts, but we would do the same thing. We had a few places we wanted to go. I didn't have any kids or anybody to buy for, so I wasn't really looking for those big deals, you know, that I needed. But every once in a while, I'd be like, well, I'm by myself. This, it's only half price. But it was more a chance for us to spend the day together and do stuff than it was to actually buy a bunch of things. But some people, they're all about that shopping.
Which I get. I 100% get. Mm-hmm. But so you just reminded me of another one that I used to love from back in the day. Another tradition that I think as I've gotten older, it's completely gone away, is when you would go home and that Wednesday night before Thanksgiving was like the biggest sort of, didn't you have a name for it?
Well, they call it Wasted Wednesday, Whiskey Wednesday, Drunksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean, it has a lot of names.
But it would be like it was so funny because we would all, you'd go home and everyone's home and we'd just throw down.
I mean, and that was one of the reasons why, so my hometown has a high school basketball game that night, the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's always a home game. It's usually playing a local team like the next town over or whatever. And the gym will be full and everybody's home to visit family. So everybody goes to the game and it's kind of a meeting place. And so everybody would run into each other at the game. Hey, whatever. And they'd be like, oh, hey, we're going here afterwards. And I would see so many people. So I liked that because, you know, me living so far away from my home, all these people would be there and I never knew who I was going to run into.
Right.
And so that was always, you know, really fun for me. And it starts as a thing of like when kids go away for college.
Yeah.
And that's when everybody's home from college and they all get to see all their friends from high school and stuff. And I mean, I miss it very much. You know, now that my life has changed quite a bit, I don't go home for that anymore. But I still miss it. I miss, because I had a tradition with one of my girlfriends that I always stayed at her house with her family for that night.
Oh,
and
we'd nice.
Go out and everything. So I do miss that very much.
It's so funny because, I've lived away from home, first of all, for so long. Second of all, because of working in radio, I would be working.
Mm-hmm.
So we started to do our, my family does holidays, but not on holidays.
Sure.
You know, and of course now, now I realize I can't do that anymore because I'm old and I'm cooking and have all this responsibility.
You're tired.
That's the thing. I've been cooking that night. I'm cooking that morning.
Well, and you're also I can't go out Wednesday night. I've got to watch the ham smoke in the smoker.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's
whatever. And you got to be able to get up early and get all the food ready.
Yeah, I can't be hungover and trying to
Oh, it's so
that's
rough.
The other thing. When it's on you to prepare the food, you can't be all sloppy. And
well, the hardest part for me at that time would be my hometown is here and where my family meets is an hour away.
Yeah.
And so we'd go out that night and get crazy and stay up too late. And then the next morning I had to wake up and drive an hour. Sometimes those mornings were really rough.
So brutal.
But it was so fun.
Well, that's even we'll even go hang out. So we go to my brother-in-law's tonight and then, you know, we'll go back over to his house. We got a hotel. The kids are coming. That'll be hilarious. The four of us in a hotel room. Dear God. But we'll hang at his house tonight for a while. And it always happens. I'm always looking at my wife we should probably go. I've got to get some sleep. She gets all fired up. She's, drinking with her brother and having a great time, which I'm like, this is great. Yeah, I love you too. We gotta go.
Well,
we got turkey to cook tomorrow.
You just gotta priorities. What's better, having that family time, sitting around talking, having a great time, or a turkey?
I appreciate all of that. And it's all well and good. But when I have to get up, I have to make sure that this doesn't suck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Again,
I hate responsibilities.
So speaking of responsibilities, I thought of you because you were talking about some stuff that you're going through right now. And I actually, when I was home visiting my folks, I helped go through their attic and was trying to help them clean up some of their clutter and everything. And unearthing what I like to call treasures.
So many treasures.
Oh, but that's the thing. So, you know, you're going through stuff and you know, especially your parents' stuff. And you're kind of dealing with that a little bit with your dad.
Yeah. So my dad passed away at the end of October.
Yeah.
And it's been a month. And my dad was a very financially responsible man.
Okay.
He always had things in order, never lived on credit, made very wise investments.
That sounds just like me.
I know. As you can tell, I'm my father's daughter. But anyway, so, you know, he had a bit of finances to leave to us kids. And there's four of us.
Yeah.
And thankfully, you know, he is a person that did everything, dotted the T's and crossed the I's, kind of, you know, had everything, paperwork in order, all the stuff. And left my oldest brother as the power of attorney and the executor of the estate.
Got it.
So you would think that this would be easy. Oh, no.
Really?
The things that I have had to... So first of all, that happened in Florida.
Yeah.
And the other three of us are spread out in other states. Wait,
just out of curiosity, where's the oldest? Is he in Florida?
So the oldest is in Florida with my dad. And okay. That's kind of why he was... Because he was close by and everything. So that's kind of why he was put in charge. But my one brother is in Indiana. My sister's in Michigan. And I'm here in North Carolina. So all these things that we need to sign have to be sent here, sent back, da, da, da.
Yeah.
But... these banks will make you go in and get these official signatures, not just a notary, which we can do here at work, but an official one is called a medallion signature.
Oh,
that
God.
Has to be, you have to provide certain paperwork and then this certain agent of the bank has to be able to sign it, has to be sent off to these people and da, da, da. And it's like, okay, we need your... we need 10 toenails from last August and we need you to go down the road and pull some fur out of Mrs. Harper's bunny's butt and include that in the paperwork. And it's like the things they're like, well, I don't know if I can, if we don't have this proper, this, that, and the other thing, we can't put this money or these stocks or
we
whatever
need the
in your
of a flower
name.
That it only blossoms once every third
Maddie,
moon.
I feel like it'd be easier for me to adopt a child then get the money that was left to me by my father.
Well,
that he had all this paperwork saying it comes to me.
Which, again...
It is insane.
No.
Wait. So, I have one quick story.
Yeah.
One of the accounts that he had was with J.P. Morgan.
Uh-huh.
And J.P. Morgan is owned by, like, J.P. Morgan Chase.
Yeah.
They're the same things. And so, that guy calls me and says, okay, I'm sending you this paperwork. You can either do this, and with it, but if there's a Chase bank nearby... because they're basically us, you can just take it there, they can sign it and send it to me, and it'll be all good.
Perfect.
So I go out of my way looking for one and go across town to find it. And I go in there. And I'm like, hi, I have this paperwork, and I need to get an authorized representative to sign it. Basically, it's just proving that I'm me.
Yeah.
They look at my ID. They're like, yep, you're you, and sign it and send it back. So... I hope this person doesn't listen to our podcast because I'll feel bad. But the person who I dealt with gets the paperwork, And you know when someone's reading paperwork and you can tell they have absolutely idea, but they don't want to say it. And so they just keep looking at it and you're not even sure they're even reading it because they're just looking at it. And, you know, I'm trying to explain to him what I need, but let's keep in mind, he's the bank guy.
Yeah.
I'm just rando person here.
Yeah. I talked to Steve and he said that you guys do this.
Yeah. And that's basically what it was. And then we actually, I had to call the guy and say, he's not sure what we're supposed to do here. So can you explain to him? Well, blah, blah, blah. Da, 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 da. Okay. Well, all right. Yeah. So we go in his office and it's more clicking around on his computer. And at one point I'm thinking in my head, oh my goodness, thank you so much for your helpfulness and knowledge and enthusiasm to help me with my problem today.
Because
Because
you're putting them out.
I knew more than this person did.
Well, you know, every single click that you heard was him Googling, what is a...
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So anyway, it's just... If I can tell anyone anything, please, even if you only have a car that you want your son to get, if something happens to you, make sure you have paperwork and all those things signed for everything. But as the beneficiaries understand, it's still not easy.
Yeah. Which is, it's funny because my sister and I have a very, my whole family has a fairly open conversation going about like, once we have to put these two olds out at the pasture. Right now we're trying to get them to,
you're so sweet.
Yeah. We're trying to make sure that they have a plan of where they want to end up, which is already, they're still arguing about, which is great, but it's still funny. I mean, like even pre-dealing with stuff. And like you said, your dad who was super meticulous, even then it's like, so
you would have thought this was going to be so easy,
which is crazy that these scams. So you think about it like this, think about what you're going through. Like the scams are the like, hey, grandma, I'm in jail. I need a gift card. Hold on, honey. Like, somehow your grandmother can get all $600,000 out of her her life saving.
Yeah, that woman that gave $250,000 to Elon Musk.
Yeah, exactly. There's no problem getting that out. But, you know, God forbid the money that's actually legally, you know, there's a legal document.
Yes. There's
signed
numerous legal documents, and it's still.
So, the other one that came up when I was home was, you know, because. Again, we talk about this stuff, but what to do with when they're gone? Mm-hmm. Like, where do you want to be? So my dad is hemming and hawing about wanting to be sprinkled in various golf courses.
Which
I saw a story. There's a woman who's getting just destroyed online, and I kind of get it. She spreads, I can't remember whose ashes it was, but went to Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
Like, and was spreading them on the ancient monuments and...
And I don't think you're supposed to put them on the temple.
I don't think you're supposed to put them really anywhere. I mean, it's kind of one of those things. It's like people do it all the time.
Yeah,
like,
but you know,
a little here, a little there, but
just, you know, just a little and be real inconspicuous about it. Not over here.
Not you mean not walk in with a giant urn and
having
and
a dust storm,
sobbingly like throwing it through the air as a dust cloud of grandma goes through the air. But yeah, and then my mom is like, I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, maybe. Bury me and we'll plant a tree and we can go. And I'm like, all right, well, first of all, you guys, you're not going to know anything. So I will
you
do something very respectful. Look, I will be very respectful. But that's the other one too. And it's like what are your wishes and are they reasonable?
Right.
Like I feel like I've seen it before too, where like people try to lean over at like a Fenway Park, you know, at a baseball stadium.
Well, you know what I used to say I wanted to do before they put fake turf on the field and don't have to draw the lines anymore, is I told my best friend I wanted her to put me in the chalk on our high school football field.
Oh, there you go.
And draw lines with me. But they're permanent now, so you got to come up with a new plan.
It's like the things that you don't realize are going to be a thing, and then, you know, making it into a thing, and like then making sure everyone's kind of on the same page.
Yeah.
I that's so frustrating. The other one that made me laugh was when you were talking about your dad is pew-pews.
Oh yeah.
And trying to like.
Well, he had a couple of old pistols that are very old. He worked for the government, and they're government issued pistols, and you can't just put those in the mail. And they're in Florida and I'm in North Carolina. And so either I have to hop in my car and drive 12 hours down to Florida.
Which will then still be you driving back.
And then 12 hours back. There's also a painting that has that. That's part of this. But the guns in particular, you cannot put those in the mail. So either you have to go get them or go to... My brother will have to go to a gun shop, a gun authorized dealer.
Yeah.
And they can send them to a gun authorized dealer up here, and then I can go get them.
What do you think will be easier, getting the guns or your money? From what you've dealt with the bank, do you think
if anyone could see the look of confusion and debate on my face, I'm not sure.
Could go
probably
either
the
way.
Guns.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
And I do, you know, it is funny because I was when I was going through my parents' stuff. My mom was funny. She's like, throw it out. I'm like, whoa, lady. And like, finally I had to be like, all right, look, just because, and I appreciate what you just wanted to declutter, but you're talking about throwing away like an antique chair, like chill out.
Yeah.
Like that. We will work around.
It's a weird,
here's a box. Oh my God. So I had a hoarder's moment. So it was up in their attic and they've had bats up there. So there's bat poop.
Oh, great.
On a bunch of stuff.
Guano.
Yeah, guano. So I was trying to see like what's salvageable and what's not. So I was using the hoarder's mentality of watching the show where it's like, if it's got poop directly on it, and all I
could
think,
go.
Yeah. And all I could think of, there was a moment where my dad was sitting in like the attic, it's like a door and it's like a room, like a big, it's off of a big room where he sits and watches TV and stuff.
Sure.
So I was laughing because I was thinking about some of the episodes I've seen where someone's got their, you know, the grandmother sitting on a lawn chair out in the lawn and people have to bring the boxes by. And she's like, now that's a good, now that I could wash that.
Oh, I love this old scarf.
Oh, this is fine. Well, it's soaked in urine. Well, we could wash it. Like I found some like linens.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if these are any good. And then I realized like they're definitely stained. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. Trash bag. Like
it's hard though. It is so hard, especially, you know, I mean, my dad had moved out of his house into an independent living facility. And so he didn't even have that much stuff.
Yeah.
Left.
So you guys had already kind of,
but the things he kept are kind of like memorabilia from
exactly.
when he retired and this thing and that thing. And it's like, I mean, I really don't need more stuff and I don't really want it. But at the same token, you feel terrible. Just
there's
ditching
stuff,
it.
I know. And that was hard because yeah. I was like, there was some stuff where I'm like, we'll come back to this. But like I found a sewing kit. It was my grandmother's.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was like, oh my God, that's your grandmother's. And I'm like, it looks just like the one you have. And she's like, that's because it's the, you know, and I was like, you know what? She's like, you can have this one. And I'm like, well, do you ever use yours? Because it's got her, like her monogram on or.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she's like, no. So I was like, I'll take that one instead. Because that one at least has sentimental value to me.
Right.
And, you know.
That one was yours.
Yeah, but I came
here,
back.
You can have grandma's.
Yeah. Oh, here you go. But yeah, it's like, what's a reasonable keepsake and what's like just yeah. more stuff?
Exactly.
Like, it's like, yeah, it's kind of sentimental, but it's also, is it? So.
Well, yeah. You got to take this piece of artwork that has absolutely, will not match anything in your entire house, but it was given to your dad. Like this was given to my dad when he retired.
Yeah.
And it was the sunset over the place where he worked with his name on it. And it's like, I mean, but no, you have to, you're like.
Well, I had one. So there was, I was laughing because there were a bunch of lamps. And one of them was this real sweet. I made it back in shop class.
Of course you did.
Yeah. It was a console of a car that I had made. And you moved the steering wheel and it was supposed to turn the light on and off, but it never really worked quite right.
Oh, man.
But I also, it showed how little I knew about cars.
I bet you would fix it now, though.
Oh, no, we threw it out.
Oh.
No, I threw it out because I'm like, what am I? I'm not. Look, it's very cute, but it really is a car. And I put the RPMs on wrong. It looks stupid now. Like, knowing what I know now, it's pretty dumb. But anyway, well, good luck with everything. That's hard. It's hard to deal with and it sucks,
no.
But it's like, it's a fact of life that we,
yeah,
you know, and again, you're lucky that it seems like it was in order because there's so many times where it's not.
And that's the thing. If I can tell you anything, please, please, please have some kind of document that has your stuff. Even if you don't think you have anything, if you have anything,
literally anything,
if you own one single thing in your name, even a bank account. If you have a bank account, I don't care if it's got $50 in it, your child will not be able to get your $50 if you did not fill out all the things properly. Yeah. It will take a year and a half to get your $50 out.
You'll pay more probably trying to deal with fees and transfer stuff.
Yeah.
Well, listen, take this knowledge off to your Thanksgiving. Sit your loved ones.
Sit all of your loved ones down and talk about their death.
Sit your loved ones down right now. And
what they're going to give you.
Oh my God. Real side note. Yeah. My sister and I have joked in the past about like, now when they go, that one's mine. And that's mine.
Yeah.
She's like, well, no, that's mine.
And walking around putting your name on them.
Well, we already talked about putting post-it notes when they're not looking. all right. Listen, everybody have a very amazing Thanksgiving. Don't hurt anybody on Black Friday. And thanks for hanging out.
Happy
for the
Thanksgiving, everyone.
The Simon Says Podcast 249. Tell everybody you know.
Bye. Bye. Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.